Just before the global health pandemic, the local community hospital had released its completed master plan. The board and staff were ready to start making decisions about location for a new facility and to pursue money for design and site preparation work needed to advance the project. A year later, PMC is asking for the assembly's support for the project. CEO Phil Hofstetter outlined the next steps.
In order to think about an $80 million building, we have to have select a site. We have to have unified support. We have to be able to go and go to grantees to be able to obtain that.
Hofstetter recommended getting the project ready for construction over the next 4 to 5 years and seeking outside funding with potential sources, the Denali Commission, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Rasmussen Foundation. PMC's master plan looked at 5 sites for a new facility, including one near the existing building and others near Haugen Drive, the Ball Fields, or Mountain View Manor. Cost estimates put total construction costs ranging from $66 to $79 million for the 3 different building options, with the total project cost ranging from $92 to $110 million. Hofstetter said he expected further investigation of the sites would help with the selection based on depth of muskeg, access to utilities, and other considerations. Hospital staff and the board say the community needs to prepare as the existing building ages and fails. Board President Jared Cook echoed the need to make a decision.
This project will never get cheaper. And so if we're going to go in this direction, we've got to keep moving forward on this. Because if we don't, then we've got to start deciding where we're going to go as a community with our medical facility and our medical treatment. So I guess for me, it's just we've got to try.
And board member Cindy Lagadakis noted the cost of a new building keeps increasing.
As we continue to drag our feet, those costs are going to go up. As we continue to drag our feet, there's going to be increased maintenance costs that are needed at the hospital just to keep it functional. If we don't keep it functional, it's over 100 jobs that walk out of this community, and that affects quality of life in Petersburg. And those are all important things.
The assembly back in March voted to list the planning and design work on the project as one of its top federal funding priorities, but it wasn't a unanimous vote. Some assembly members say they're not ready to commit to this direction for the hospital.
I don't feel like I'm dragging my feet on this.
That's Assemblymember Jeff Mucci.
I think when that $84 million price tag popped up and a couple of months ago, we've moved this project to like our number 4 capital priority list, and there was no discussion with it. And I started thinking to myself, okay, we're all in on this project. And me personally, I'm not all in on the project. I know we need to do something different, but I have to be able to tell the voters in the community that this is a good idea.
Mucci said the assembly has heard community opposition to construction of other recent public buildings. With the price tag for this project, the borough isn't talking about bonding for the amount. It's well above Petersburg's debt capacity. Mayor Mark Jensen thought Petersburg should look at other options.
I agree with the concept of a community-run hospital, but seeing how many of them are failing around the country, and like the discussion was earlier being taken over by, you know, Peace Health or Search or whatever, before I could support moving forward with, giving land or support for it, I would like to have a discussion with other entities similar to this that could, you know, say what they have to offer.
Search, the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, has built a new hospital in Wrangell and is constructing another in Sitka. It's also taken over behavioral health services and a dentist office in Petersburg this spring. Hospital staff and the board made their case for keeping the medical center under local control. Dr. Courtney Hess commented that local physicians were opposed to a takeover of the medical center by a larger healthcare company. With around 155 employees, the Critical Access Hospital has seen some growth in its staff in the last few years. Hofstetter said it pays around $11 to $12 million in salaries to people in the community. And he said local control meant the ability to more quickly meet the needs of Petersburg. Assemblymember Chelsea Tremblay supported local control of the facility and thought a phased approach to the high-dollar project made sense.
And so just figuring out how to put that foot in front of the other is where I'm coming from, because to me, the alternative is kind of unthinkable. All the things that are difficult with healthcare right now are made much harder without community input and decision-making ability. Like if we have a healthcare provider that we don't get to share our frustrations with and demand timely response from, like all these kinds of things just get more difficult.
The next step could be investigation of site options, and the assembly may consider a resolution of support for the project. The assembly and board also had a long discussion on operating the medical center and areas that have seen growth or have decreased during the pandemic. Hofstetter said PMC's home health care service expanded dramatically over the past year, but was already a service sought by the community even before the pandemic. At the same time, there's been a drop in some in-hospital services like physical and occupational therapy. The medical center is also expanding some services like behavioral health and has hired some of the clinicians formerly working for Petersburg Mental Health Services. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.